Jay, before we get into all the particulars this week, do we have any updates on that crash in D.C. with that American Airlines flight from last week?
We do not, other than the fact that we've been able to confirm that the helicopter was not where it was supposed to be. Along that corridor, they have a 200-foot ceiling that they're in essence supposed to be at or under, and the collision took place at 300 feet or so, and it's clear that the helicopter was not where it was supposed to be. We also know that apparently the American Airlines crew was completely unaware of the fact that they had a helicopter in the vicinity, but apparently at the very last moment we're learning that the aircraft did try to ascend quickly, but at that point in time it was just too little too late because the helicopter was on them. So the investigation is still very, very early. It's going to take 8 to 12 months. We're going to have a preliminary report in about 3 weeks. But it could be several causes to this. Some people are saying that the air traffic control tower being so understaffed had to play a role in it. And we'll see if it did or not. But I really don't see it because there was constant communication between air traffic control and the pilots of the helicopter. Because at various points, the helicopter crew had to request permission to continue to operate under VFR, visual flight rules. In other words, they're asking permission from the tower if they can continue operating on course using visual means to make sure there's adequate separation between them and other aircraft. And the air traffic control, in many instances, asked them, that's affirmative, you may, but do you have eyes or a visual on the approaching regional jet that's on final? And they said yes. So air traffic control did exactly what they were supposed to do. Unfortunately, I think what happened was that there's so many of these planes that were lined up coming in, and you've seen them at airports at night, Chris, where they're just lined up one after the other. I think they were just looking at the wrong aircraft, and they were looking at one just behind that, thinking they had it in sight and didn't realize their error until, you know, tragically it was just too late.
Really sad stuff there. And then we got an even sadder story, another plane crash in Philadelphia over the weekend.
Yeah, this was a general aviation aircraft, an air ambulance. The Learjet had just taken off. I think six people were on board. And as it took off, something happened where it just literally fell out of the sky. As it crashed, it killed an individual on the ground, injured 22, three critically that are at hospitals. And we have so many businesses and now residences that have these security cameras everywhere. So immediately after the crash, we start seeing these viral videos going around of this horrific situation where this plane just comes crashing into Philadelphia. And as you watch that, you see the airplane, in essence, nose dives right into the ground almost. And if the airplane had taken off and had lost power, then it becomes a glider. And you would have seen the crew trying to land the airplane however they can, but it never would have been in that orientation if they had any control of the aircraft. What it seems to suggest, and again, it's incredibly early here. We don't know, but it looks like an airplane that had lost its lift where it had perhaps stalled. In other words, after takeoff, if perhaps something cargo-wise had shifted, knocking off the center of gravity of the aircraft, it would have caused the nose to go up, and it would actually have disrupted the flow of air over the wing, and it would have, in essence, lost its lift, and it would have gone into a stall. Now, stalls happen all the time. Crews are taught how to recover from stalls. The problem is you need an adequate amount of altitude to encounter the stall, point the nose of the aircraft down, build up the necessary speed where you can resume the flow over the wing that's going to provide the lift. You pull up and away you go. Pilots are trained on this. In fact, they go into an intentional stall in training repeatedly to prove that they can get out of it without any problem. The issue is if you don't have adequate altitude, there's no way to recover from that stall, and that seems to be what may have happened here. We'll have to find out. They did find the black box on this aircraft. It was 8 feet embedded into the ground. I mean, it was just Again, just in the story behind the story behind the story, when you hear about the, you know, 6-year-old girl that had just received the medical treatment and everything else, it just makes the story even more horrific. So The NTSB is, as they are in Washington, D.C., they've got a team in Philadelphia conducting the investigation, and we will see where it goes.
Jay, should we be afraid to fly, given some of the recent news?
Well, no. I mean, when you look at what probably caused one issue in as far as the commercial aviation accident, that may have been human error. We can't do anything about human error. And when you look at that, we will learn from whatever took place and we'll make aviation safer. The other thing is that when you recognize that we have 2 million people a day that fly, you're more prone to go outside and get struck by lightning twice before you're going to get on an airplane that has the possibility of crashing. The problem is when these events happen, they're so public focused. And it's a very visual thing. This is not we're reading about it in a newspaper. We're watching it happen. And that causes the anxiety level for all of us to escalate to the point that we're like, oh, my gosh, I'm never going to get on an airplane again. But the reality is that we will have, 2 million people a day that will fly that will have zero issues day after day after day after day. And we have to go back 16 years from the last time that we've had a crash before the one in Washington, D.C., and my biggest fear is that we will find out that the crash in D.C. was totally avoidable, and that's just going to make it even more of a sad situation. So we'll see where it goes, but no, I mean, look, I would put my grandkids, my wife, myself on an airplane and not think twice of it.
Jay, I'll let you go. What are our hub delays today?
Minneapolis. That's going to be the problem child of the day, and the rest of the country is going to be in good shape.